I'm here because I love Israel, and I'm sharing my love with Israel with a lot of my friends. It's only propaganda. There's plenty of things. Israel allows in 100 tons a day of food and everything else, and it's all about propaganda. Israel gives them water, they lie about that. Israel gives them electricity, they lie about that. They have plenty of medicine. They can go to Israeli doctors, physicians, and everything that they're saying is couched by lies, and they only want to destroy Israel. Some Palestinian terrorists were attacking the Israeli army when the Israeli army was boarding their ship in order to bring them into port, and the purpose was to give all the things that they had to the people in Gaza after they were checked, make sure there were no weapons or contraband in the shipment. But the sovereignty of the port of Gaza is Israel. Israel has sovereignty according to the Oslo Agreement, and the flotilla coming from Turkey is violating the Oslo Agreement.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, yes, I believe in all the land of Israel for the Jewish people forever, as it says in the Torah, as it has happened in the history. There's Jews own land in Gaza as well for the last 200 years. Jews own land on both sides of the Jordan River. Jews have always been on both sides of the Jordan River throughout Israel from the north to the south since the time of the patriarchs and the time of Joshua. So the Arabs have 22 countries, the Muslims have 56 countries, and Israel has a tiny place smaller than Inyo County, California, within the Green Line, and including Judea, Samaria, and Gaza, slightly about the size of Inyo County and San Bernardino County. Smaller than that even. So there's only one land for the Jews. If the Jews believe in God, then they'll take their land. And I'm waiting for my people, Israel, to return in complete belief in the Torah and to take the land as the Zionist movement is part of. But Zionism started in the Bible and in Jewish history in ancient times.